This morning, the Ford Motor Company said it's in no immediate danger of bankruptcy. In fact, sales have held steady for the automaker for the past 2 months. But Ford's future still rides on the fate of the other big two, and there's no sense when or if an agreement to bail out GM and Chrysler may be reached. Celeste Headley reports from Detroit.
Bruce Andrews of Ford says his company was on the road to recovery when the economic crisis hit.
Even in the first quarter of 2008, Ford actually made a $100 million profit.
And he says the automaker is sitting on a cash cushion of just over $30 billion. How did they get it? First, they sold several of their brands, like Aston Martin, Jaguar, and Land Rover, along with their stake in Mazda. And Matt DiLorenzo of Road and Track magazine says Ford decided to go one step further.
Leverage the Ford brand name and assets and obtain $28 billion in secure financing against that.
DiLorenzo says at the time, analysts were amused by Ford's decision to put its logo up as collateral for loans.
Everybody thought, well, who would take a bet on Ford?
But less than 2 years later, Mike Duchesne of Car and Driver says those decisions suddenly seem inspired.
Those sales look very smart now, and I bet GM wishes that they'd perhaps sold Saab when they had the chance and it might have been worth something, because it's probably not worth much today.
Let's not get overexcited here, though. Ford is struggling right now, just like all automakers. The company lost $129 million in the third quarter and burned through nearly $8 billion in cash. GM and Ford are basically in the same bad position. Ford just has more cash. But Bruce Andrews says his company will be able to turn a profit on all of its vehicles, not just trucks and SUVs. He says that's partly because the automaker will soon shift healthcare costs onto the UAW's books. GM and Chrysler have the same deal with the union, and they're giving many dealers the option to close up shop.
Ford came and very gently offered me a buyout. And I made the choice to accept Ford's offer.
Tarek Dowd is the owner of Al Long Ford, a large and successful dealership in Warren, Michigan. After nearly half a century as a Ford dealer, Dowd is parting ways with the company and will go into the used car business.
I see the trend of people are buying used cars today. You know, when you have a 17, 18 million cars sold new down to 10, what else are they going to buy but used cars?
Dowd doesn't blame the automakers for the current crisis. He reserves his harsh language for the politicians in Washington. Dowd says the lawmakers have no right to ridicule the automakers as they have.
Those people in Congress, I don't care who they are, they can't hold those CEOs' briefcases.
And Mike Duchesne agrees. He says the politicians keep asking for a recovery plan when all three of the U.S. automakers have concrete strategies for profound change.
These guys have got to be looking at these legislators and wondering, am I taking crazy pills here?
Ford in particular is reducing its costs by standardizing its vehicle platforms. And Duchesne says Ford does have some great new products, like the hybrid Fusion.
And there's no question that it is not only more fuel efficient, but also more rewarding to drive and better looking than any other hybrid midsize sedan.
But Duchesne says the big three are burning through cash at an incredible rate. And it's just a matter of time until that money runs out, unless the economy turns around. Bruce Andrews of Ford says that's basically true.
The credit markets just aren't working. I mean, they are just broken right now. There's just not access to credit out there. And so having that government backstop is an important thing.
Andrews says that's one reason Ford CEO Alan Mulally keeps going back to Washington. Another is that Ford's survival depends on the health of the other automakers.
We can't have GM or Chrysler fail. A bankruptcy in the auto industry would be incredibly detrimental, not only to the economy, but also to Ford because of the impact that it would have on our supply base.
That means Ford needs the government to lend a hand to GM and Chrysler, or the Blue Oval may not survive. Matt DiLorenzo says it's a pretty dismal forecast for the U.S. automakers, but surprisingly, it may also be a good time to invest.
Remember back in the 80s when Chrysler went to the government for guaranteed loans, their stock price was down at these levels of $2, $3. And when Daimler-Benz merged with Chrysler, you know, the stock was over $100 a share.
But for that to happen, the big three have to somehow struggle through the next year. And though most agree that Ford is in the best shape of the bunch financially, the road ahead is far from smooth. Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.